give God glory in their house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell us. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Just talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. And no other. I know that He's real.
Hello, glory, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. Everybody, I am here, and I want to thank our Heavenly Father and the great I Am, my Lord and Savior, for lifting my body up and allowing me to come to you today. I'm going to be honest, I'm worn, I'm exhausted, I'm in pain, and I didn't have the human strength to get up to do this. But Jesus came to me and said, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So get up, because this is a very important message that we're going to be talking about today. And today's show is simply titled, Could You Be Loved? Now, as a Christian, that's a very important question, because we are called to embody the love of God, to display it in a lost, troubled world, so people can have hope, people can be renewed, and people can see the light of Christ. As Christians, Jesus has commanded us to love God with all of our heart, Grab your Bibles, grab your Bibles. I'm getting into it already. I need you to grab your Bibles. We're going to jump directly into Scripture. You know, as you're grabbing your Bibles, I do want to say this. The world is not built to embody love. We talk about it and everything, but do we actually demonstrate it in how we treat each other, how we care for each other? The world is filled with pitfalls and dangers because the devil has designed it that way. But Jesus has told us over and over and over and over again to take heed. Do not worry. Do not be afraid, because he had overcome the world. And through Christ Jesus, we overcome the world as well. But we forget sometimes, because that's the devil's job, that we have that much power and we have that much protection and we have that much authority in a darkened world. We are the light, because we are children of the light. All right, give those Bibles. The first place I want you to turn to in your Bible would be Matthew, the 22nd chapter, the 31st through the 40th verse. Matthew, 22nd chapter, 34 through 40. And it simply reads, hearing that Jesus has silenced the Sadducees and the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. It's the basis of your Christianity. Is your ability to love. Why? Because God is love. So it's not your ability to be able to heap onto someone kindness. It's your ability to show God to someone else in your life, because God is love. The question is, could you be like God? Because he wants you to be like him. He wants you to be like his son. If we don't know what to do, we're supposed to emulate Christ. We're supposed to just follow in his examples of how to react in certain situations. Do we do that? Or do we listen to Satan, who says react negatively, react in distrust, react in hurting? No, that's not love. That's not God. But we're going to find out what is God and what is love. Because he's calling us and saying that everything under the sun rests on the two commandments, that we're loving God with all our heart, which means there's nothing else in our heart but the love of God. With our soul, we have dedicated our spiritual life to the love of God. In our mind, we think on things that are about the love of God. And don't allow Satan to let you think on anything else. He said, meditate on the word of God day and night. And the reason God said that is to protect your mind from Satan's attacks. Please go to 1 John, the 4th chapter, the 7th through the 21st verse. 1 John, 4th chapter, 7 through 21. And of course, I read in the mighty name of Jesus. All right. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and he sent his Son as an anointing sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us. And his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he lives in us. He gives us his spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God who they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Amen. A lot in there. It's very clear. God is telling you that I am love. And I loved you so much. It's not that you love me. I loved you so much, I sent you my son to die for your sins and to demonstrate to you how to walk in my presence. How to walk. You must acknowledge. So if you're acknowledging that you're a Christian and that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then you're allowing him to live in you. Whenever Jesus is called upon in our life through the Holy Spirit, we're calling God's love. We're calling the one thing God left for us to fight every battle that we have down here. We're calling God's love. Jesus is God's love. His whole spirit, his essence, his teachings teach us how to be like the Father. There's no fear in love because God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a sound mind. Perfect love. God, okay, drives out fear. So what is this all saying? God says, call me. If you don't know how to love your brother, it's because you do not have me in you. It's because you do not demonstrate my principles in your life. This is why it is so important for us to have a personal relationship with Christ. Personal relationship with Christ. Because God is, oh my. Let me take it back. God is saying, how can you know me if you don't spend time with me? How can I pour into you and build you up and make love complete in you if you are spending all your time with the world? We have to go into what they call communion with Christ. If he's your friend, you need to talk to him every day. You need to call on him. You need to depend on him. You need to cloak yourself in his righteousness. so you can withstand the world. It is not just knowing about Jesus and saying that because I know about Jesus, that all these principles are going to work. No, you need to have a relationship with him so he can put this in you, so his spirit can be in you, so your reaction then becomes that of Christ and not that of the world. Do you have to understand when we get afraid, we can drive out fear with love? Perfect love drives out fear. So if you have that love, which is God, God is love. His son represents him. So his son is love. So if you have Christ in you, you become love to your brothers and your sisters. You can't hate them and say you're a Christian. Please understand that we cannot walk around with saying that we have God in us and God in our lives and hallelujah and Jesus is my Savior and then let the devil use us as his tool. Because love doesn't hurt, right? God has never done anything to completely hurt us. Now, he has destroyed us. He has punished us. But he still loves us so much that he redeemed us. So we do not have a punishing God. And that's what fear is about. Punishment. You're trying to punish someone. No, that's not God. So make sure you're representing the right side. Make sure that you at all times have such a relationship with our Savior that you can call on him in times of trouble. You can call on him when you're confused. You can call on him in a situation. You can call on him to handle everything. Because as soon as you call on Christ, as soon as you call on Jesus, the devil is going to flee. He can't fight him. He's already lost to him. But he knows he can defeat a human that is not under the blood of Christ. It's the blood of Christ that gives us our armor. Accept God's love. Let your light shine so you can demonstrate to the world that our invisible God exists. We are the living proof of God's love. And please go out there and don't be ashamed to become love. Because yes, you can be love. As long as you got Jesus on your side, as long as you have Jesus in your corner, and as long as you proclaim Jesus as your friend, someone you can call on in a time of trouble, someone who's just waiting to come back and give us our final crown. As long as you are a true believer like that, you can be loved and be loved, okay? Everybody, I hope you go to our website, jhom.org, and check out all the resources there. If you have any questions or want to further discuss this, email jhomorg1@gmail.com. That's jhomorg1@gmail.com. And someone on the team will get back to you. You know, we're in the midst of retooling things at the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. We're going to have new things coming to you. But until the meantime, everybody, hold on to God's love. And know, feel it, enjoy it. The creator of the universe loves you with all his heart. And we need to love him back with all our heart, our soul, and our mind. Give everything back to God. And believe me, there will be nothing that you can't conquer, nothing you can't do, and nothing you can't drive out in the name of our Savior Jesus. Everybody, join me, because now we're going into the musical part. Now, this is a mix I want you to listen to, meditate on, think about the things that I said, and let us become what God wants us and needs us to be, shining examples of him in this world. All right, everybody, you know the rules to the Gospel House Mix. This is get up and let's give God some uninterrupted praise. This is what this is about. We're praising Him. We were built to praise Him. We were made to praise Him and glorify Him. So let's get up and give Him some uninterrupted praise. And also, let's find the message within the mix and relate it back to the Bible. All right, everybody, let's get up. Let's do this. Here we go.
Dance Break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie. Mixing it up at JHOM.org. Go faster. Sister Poochie. Turning this mix way up.
Yeah. Everybody under the sound of my voice, raise your hands and believe in love. If you believe, I need you to believe in love right now. Raise your hands up high. Feel the love generation covering the world with love. Come on.
This is Sister Poochie, and here we go, go, go.
Church lady, can you spare her a song? 'Cause glory hallelujah ain't enough for her wrong. Church lady, can she borrow some time? 'Cause she needs to sit down and reflect on her behind. She can't see the forest for the tree. I'm who's only three. Oh, child, is she certain of an old, old apology? Church lady, can you talk her something? She may be a friend of mine, but her values are word to say. I try my point of view. All of her friends have tried it too. So church lady, sing her that song. Sing her that song.
Glory,
hallelujah,
yeah.
That's already been paid.
Already been paid.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let him show you.
Let him show you the way.
Hey, 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 hey.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's already been paid.
Mm-hmm. Church lady, can you save her prayer? She ain't been home since last night, and she's got us running scared. Church lady, do you have his emergency line?
Yes, I do.
She needs to be safe from herself. She's got her own way to find. She can't see the forest for the trees. She got a child who's only three. She's got a head in the clouds, holding on to some fantasy.
church lady, you better find her a hymn.
Yeah, yeah.
She's going down that road, she'll be early seeing him. I'll try my point of view. All of her friends tried it too. So church lady, sing her that song.
Of God. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Will never die.
Let's all call on God's love, Jesus.
psychologist. This is the world of Sister Poochie.
Right, everybody, let the love that God had for us in the name of his son penetrate us so deeply that all we can do is spill that love back out to the world, because that's our purpose and that's what God's plan is. He wants the invisible God to be seen through his visible children. Everybody, love each other as God has loved us. That's the second greatest commandment. And love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. Just love, love, love. That's the end of the show. I will see you back next week. Don't forget to reread the Bible verses. If you have any questions, contact the ministry and let's go further into conversation. I will be back. You know, God is working on me. He's working on us all. We're all under construction. But don't forget that we have the best weapon in this world to solve any problem. His name is Jesus. Call his name. Call on God's love, everybody. We're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. Well, How Great Thou Art by Society of Music. Peace, love, and blessings. I'm out.
Come.